inspired by Muriel's excess, I reckon we need to do something that can compete.
Yeah, dude, and there's one dish that's part of both of our food histories that's perfect.
It could only be our whole salmon, dressed up for a big night out.
Step one. Take a fish. This is about 7-pounder, and that'll feed about 14 to 20 people. Now, it's a simple poaching liquor, isn't it?
It's
not quite so simple as plain water, though. To the fish kettle, add a squeeze of lemon juice, drop in the lemons, add some bay leaves, peppercorns, and a pinch of salt. Bring the fish to the boil, turn off the heat, leave it to go cold, let it cool down in its own juices. Then take that perfectly, beautifully juicy poached salmon out, and it's ready for working on. Shove it in your gob.
Meanwhile,
shall we show you how to make mayonnaise?
Okay, man. Mayo.
Homemade mayo is a thing of wonder, and it's easy. First off, we need the yolks of 2 eggs and 1 whole egg.
Homemade mayonnaise is a totally different beast to the factory-made stuff. The staple ingredients of mayo are eggs, raw, yet again, mustard, sugar, salt, pepper, and some lemon juice. But you can make it more lemony or more mustardy, or you can even add garlic to make a aioli.
Excellent!
The second the salmon water starts boiling, take it off the heat.
I'll just put it on the windowsill.
If you leave it boiling, your fish will fall apart like your old Austin Allegro used to. Just let it continue to poach gently in the water as it cools.
On with the mayonnaise. Now we need oil, and we found vegetable oil is the best for this.
Now it needs to be added really, really, really slowly, and you have to continue to whisk it.
And of course, if you've got an electric whisk, it's so easy!
What's going on here is that you're making an edible emulsion. Normally oil wouldn't mix with the other ingredients, but egg yolk contains a protein that allows the mixing to happen. It has to do its job very gradually. It's perfect.